This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim illahumma tasliman kathira. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his family, his companions and his followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, today I would like to speak to you about a subject that I consider is a fundamental concept in our religion. And it is a very important character trait that to any successful man or woman in any area in life must have, which is sense of responsibility. Being a responsible person is something so dear and so important, and there is so much emphasis on that concept in Islam. As a matter of fact, Al-Islam call you as an individual mukallaf, a person who is responsible. And it is interesting how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala name us, or the Sharia see us in that lens and put us in that frame as people who are responsible for their action, responsible towards themselves and those who they are in charge of, and responsible for so many areas I will mention soon. The price of greatness is responsibility. In order for you to be successful in this life and next, in religious matters and in worldly matters, you have to have that sense of responsibility. You feel that people can rely on you. Becoming a responsible person means being able to consciously make decisions, conduct behavior that seek to improve oneself, him or her, as well as others. And most importantly, a responsible person accepts the consequences of their own actions. That's what responsibility is. It means to be more honest, more reliable, more independent. It means that you care for others more than you care to take credit or being famous. Responsibility, it's not only about big things. Some people just say, wait until the big things come. Actually, responsible people will feel the sense of responsibility even to the smallest task that they would be giving. And if you study the life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, and one of the great things about them, that whenever they took this, they have that great sense of responsibilities toward the religion, toward the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, toward this deen, and that's why they deliver it perfectly to the next generation and continue that, you know, practice until today. Responsible people, in a simple word, I can say they are by nature, they are leaders, because that's what leadership is all about, in my opinion. There is a sense of responsibility for us as Muslims, as grow up reading the Quran and learning from the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, telling us that there is a responsibility towards the religion, towards the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna aradna al-amanata 'ala as-samawati wal-ardi wal-jibal fa'abayna an yahmilnaha wa ashfaqna minha wa hamalaha al-insanu innahu kana zaluman jahula. Waqifuhum innahum mas'ulun. Allah says that the responsibility of this religion carried by human being, carried by a man. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in the Day of Judgment, you will be stopped and you will be asked. In kullun illa atir rahmani abda, laqad ahsahum wa abdahum adda, wa kulluhum atihi yawm al-qiyamati farda. That in the Day of Judgment, each and every one will meet Allah individually, that you will meet your Creator individually, and He will ask you, because that's a responsibility that He put on your shoulder towards many things, and the most important thing towards your religion. and also towards your family. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته. Each and every one of you is responsible, and each one will be asked about his or her own flock, your own family. You will be asked about them. You will be asked about your relatives. In Islam, it is an obligation. If I have an uncle or a maternal or paternal uncle and he is in need of help, it is my obligation to help. If I have a brothers, if I have siblings, if I have cousins, according to the strongest opinion that leaned toward by Sheikh al-Islam Taymiyyah and others, he said even distant relatives like cousins and nephews and in that nature, you still, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the ability to help them, you're obligated to offer help to them. There is a responsibility towards your neighbors, towards your society. Even there is a responsibility upon us towards this earth that we're living in. We're responsible to keep it, you know, function, to keep it protected. And there's tons of narrations, tons of ahadith we can bring and from the seerah of the Prophet to serve this purpose. There's also in Islam responsibilities upon our shoulder towards the future. And Islam يجعل مسؤولية علينا تجاه المستقبل. الأجيال القادمة. You're responsible for the next also. There is a responsibility upon us toward the next generations, which is our children's and grandchildren's and the generation that comes. To make sure that we deliver to them the world in a better state than they, basically, that what we received. And here, I would like to share important points regard to the concept of responsibility. And each one area deserves its own khutbah and talk. But something to reflect upon as you leave the khutbah today. I want to say, first of all, feeling that you are a person of responsibility and you have responsibility on your shoulder is not a burden. Being responsible and to take responsibility is not a burden. It's actually an honor. It's a strength. It's the way to, you know, to be a person of value. Because your value appears not on the time of comfort, on the area of comfort where you're standing in your comfort zone. La. قيمة الإنسان في وقت المحن, في وقت المسؤولية. Your value comes in the time of test when you're responsible. Taking responsibility, it's where your powers live. Number two. And I said this point for you to reflect upon. Responsibility is different from one person to another. But we all share some certain type of responsibility. There is no doubt towards the religion, towards the deen, the scholar, the student of knowledge, the imams have responsibilities that is different than the rest of the average person in the community. But still the average person in the community, there is a responsibility upon their shoulders. There is a responsibility upon the shoulder of the rich, but also upon the poor. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ordered even the people who have low income to give and to spend. I feel there is a sense of responsibility. In Zakat al-Fitr, in Ramadan, even the poor they give. قال الفقهاء الفقير يعطي ويأخذ. يعني he might receive Zakat al-Fitr, but still he's obligated to give from Zakat al-Fitr. He give to someone else, poor. To create that sense of I'm also responsible towards that society. The father has responsibilities. Mother have responsibility. Children have responsibility. Uncles, community members. You know, the boss has a responsibility. The manager has, but also the employees, they have responsibility. Rulers and leaders have responsibility toward the countries. But also citizen and average person has a responsibility towards the country. You know, people in security worlds, they have responsibility towards security. But we all know, if you see something, say something. Because that's a general responsibility upon all of us as a society. I find it interesting. النجاح في الآخرة أكثره معلق على المسؤولية الفردية والنجاح في الدنيا أكثره معلق على المسؤولية الجماعية. There is a responsibility upon us individually, and there is a responsibility upon us collectively. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتَعَاونُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Help one another in good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. You're the best nation because collectively we are ordering people to do good and we stop evil. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believing men and women are the aid and they support one another. There is a collective responsibility upon us as a society. And I found it interesting that most of the success in dunya, in this worldly life, is actually rely on that the type of responsibility. As for the personal one, in the day of judgment, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَ Surah Al-Muddath. Each and every soul will be held responsible for their earning. وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَإِنْ تَدْعُ مُثْقَلَةٌ إِلَى حِمْلِهَا لَا يُحْمَلُ مِنْهُ شَيْءٍ وَلَوْ كَانَ ذَا قُرْبَى. You're responsible for your action. No one will help you with it. My brothers and sisters, another fourth point that I would like to share with you tonight, today, to reflect upon. Responsibility means to be honest with yourself and to have a sense of obligations. You have to build that sense of obligations, that it is me, I need to do that. I feel the responsibility. I feel the sense of obligations. But if you don't feel it, you're never going to do it. You know what? Somebody came to me and said, Sheikh, I see you guys doing constructions. I would like to help. What are you guys doing? You basically building us classes, you know, back there. What can I do? Somebody said, I can do maybe donate some money, extra money to donate this week or this month. Somebody said, you know what? If you need any help, let me know, Sheikh. Sense of responsibility. Somebody said, you know what? I feel that this area need help and I can offer. Yeah, it feels so that is, I don't say that somebody else. No, that's me. I need to do that. That sense of obligation is upon me. It's an honor. It's a power. It's to elevate you. And also being honest with yourself. What exactly you can do. See, you cannot take a responsibility of something that you can't fulfill. And also to be honest with yourself. So don't say, I can't do that. While in fact, you are more than capable of doing that. So responsibility, if you reflect upon these two concepts, they're very much related to that concept at large. Number five, I found a responsible person is the one who has the ability to the following. The ability to admit when they made a mistake or when they are wrong. Responsible people, it's easy for them to say, you know what, I will take responsibility for the consequences of my actions. I'm wrong, I will admit it. Takes guts, humility, to admit mistakes. Admitting we are wrong is courage, not weakness. And I think that's one of the basic concepts of being responsible. I found also a responsible person is the person who's consistent with themselves and with others. Hypocrites, they don't take responsibility. They run away from responsibility. They drop the ball all the time. And we are the opposite of hypocrites. You know, being consistent also, one of the things that Karatibai can give, if you want to improve your ability to be a responsible person, is start a routine and keep up with it. Some people cannot have a routine because they cannot have a responsibility every day, in that time, I'm going to commit to do this. It's very hard. And if you find how the religious structure is actually to give you this responsibility for 5 times daily prayers every day. There is a certain month, every month, year, you basically do Hajj or you do Umrah, or you fast the month of Ramadan. Also, on time, don't be late. Responsible people, one of their character trait I found, that they are on time. If the person always late, always, you know, missing their deadlines, you know, work, they always don't submit the work on time. You know, paying bills late, they never do that. Those people who are like that, That's a sign of not being a responsible person. Responsible person cares about these things. Get to work. They need their deadlines. No procrastinations. Procrastination is an amazing thing. Not amazing in a way. It's amazing how common it is. You know, that day I was telling my little daughter, it's due tomorrow. She said, you mean due tomorrow? I said, no, it's due tomorrow, not due tomorrow. Okay? So some people are, like, when it comes to procrastination, it is, you know, it's bad. I'm guilty of that sometimes. You know, I remember my mother-in-law told me a long time ago, I wouldn't amount to anything because I procrastinate. I said to her, just wait. In a serious note, procrastination is an enemy of being responsible. Because you have to, you learn how to do it. And also, a person of responsible people, they don't let their emotions control them. Sometimes it's very hard to control your emotions. But at least don't let them control you. Don't let them get in your way. Stop you from fulfilling your responsibilities. You know, it's something common today. Why didn't you? I don't feel good today. But even if you don't feel good, you have a responsibility to do. I don't feel like going to school today. I don't feel like doing my homework. I don't feel like doing this. You know, that's something as growing and unfortunately, that can be very, very, take you far away from being a responsible person. I validate emotions. I understand that there is, we go through different emotions, ups and downs. But don't remember, you might not be able to control your emotions, but don't let them control you and stop you from fulfilling your responsibilities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq in this dunya. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Qabulu ma sami'tum wa astaghfirullah an yurakim bistaghfirullah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وبعد. Oh, I don't have time for the next point, but the next point, I promise, it needs a khutbah, which is when it comes to responsibilities, we have to talk, we have to start things, not start, we have to be thinking seriously as individuals, as family, as a community, as a nation, about the next generation. Yes, I see a great things in next generation, but also I see a great threat. As a matter of fact, somebody wrote and said, one of the greatest threats for the United States is actually the next generations. They are the biggest group ever exists in the history of America. About 80 million of millennials. And that generation, as much as you people criticize, but I see a lot of khair in it, a lot of good in it, a lot of great things in it. But also there's a lot of things that it has to be looked at, and we have to be so careful how the Z generations just coming after and their generations and all these generations in between. What kind of, you know, life and what kind of character they will have as they grow. This is something we should talk about more. We should take care of our children. What kind of children, what kind of generations we gonna have? Because that's what will ensure the continuity of whatever great things that we're enjoying and we have today. Many people complain about one of the biggest things that we see at work, at home, many of the divorces that I deal with, many of the failure marriages that I see today. And number one reason, I can tell you, it is nobody want to take a sense of responsibility. Hey, he's playing games all day, he doesn't go to school. You know, it is scary. How it is today. You know, between the people between the age of 18 to 29, there is more people in the age between 18 to 29 live with their parents than with a spouse. And the number now getting even old, that's in 2012. Now I see some studies even suggesting to the age of 30s living with their parents. And it became a common thing. You know, he has a room upstairs, as long as they make like $500, pay my phone, you know, and my lease car, that's it. I don't want to, you know, to be getting any job. Do you know that, you know, there is a study was made in middle school girls. Three times as many middle school girls want to grow up to be a personal assistant for a famous person, you know, than being a senator of the United States. And four times as many would pick assistant job over CEO of a major corporation in the United States among males. As a matter of fact, 60% would cite that they would rather not to have a hard job over a job that is hard but required responsibilities. 60% of people who are in their 20s today. It's scary. Millennials got so many, you know, participation trophies growing up. That a recent study showed that 40% believe they should be, 40% believe that they shouldn't be promoted every 2 years, regardless of performance. The report about narcissism. It is crazy numbers. People in their 20s, and for the generations that those who are in their 20s, they are three times higher than those who are in their 60s. 58% more college students score higher on a narcissism scale in 2009 than in the 80s. You know, and these, by the way, are not only, these numbers are not only in the rich kids. Actually, it's interesting to know poor millennials have even higher rates of narcissism and materialism and technology addiction than those who are rich kids live in the suburb. But as it, that's required a special help, I promise you. But we are facing a real challenge in regarding the young generations. You know, yes, I know the millennials are the baby of the children of the baby boomers, who are so well known or known as me generation, who then produced to us me generations. You know, that selfishness, that obsessed with technology, that, you know, no sense of responsibilities, or in the extreme individualism. It's amazing. They said a baby boomer generation guy was told, what do we do with a lemon? He said, if somebody give life, give you a lemon, make a lemonade of it. An X generation said, oh, I will take the lemon, make a lemonade, sell it, make a small business out of it. Then the business grow, then I put it online, then I will be a millionaire. And millennials, when they were asked about it, said, who will give you a lemon anyway? Everybody live for himself, you know. But again, I don't believe in criticizing a generation at all. But there is a challenge, and there is a way to solve some of these problems. But we have to admit it. We have to face it. We have to know how to deal with it. And I hope, inshallah, in a series of lectures and talks, that we can touch some of these things that we need to work on, and collectively as family, especially invest in your children and in the next generation coming. That's so important to be something of concern, especially teaching them how to be responsible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yusliha ahwalana, yusliha durriyatina, yusliha ahlina. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa zayyinna bi zinati al-akhlaq waj'alna hudatan muhtadin. Walli alayna khiyara wa bi'anna shirarana. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa qumuli s-salafi. Yarhamkumullah.